Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As the financial year comes to a close, India marks several landmark developments that will shape the country's future, from a new climate commitment to significant advancements in naval capabilities, e-commerce regulations, waste management, and conservation efforts. First, let's look at India's updated Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, under the Paris Agreement. The Union Cabinet has approved a commitment to achieve 60% of installed electric capacity from non-fossil sources by 2035, up from the 50% target by 2030 set in the 2022 NDC. This move is significant because it not only underscores India's pledge to reduce its carbon footprint but also sets a more ambitious target for emissions reduction. The emissions intensity of GDP will be reduced by 47% from 2005 levels, and the carbon sink target has been raised to 3.5-4 billion tons co-equivalent. What makes this significant is that India's per capita co-emissions are far below those of the USA and China, reinforcing its stance on Common but Differentiated Responsibilities, or CBDR. Building on this, it's crucial to note the key NDC 2026 targets: 60% non-fossil installed capacity by 2035, a 47% reduction in emissions intensity compared to 2005 levels, and a carbon sink of 3.5-4 billion tons co-equivalent. Remember this number: 60% is the target for non-fossil power by 2035. This falls under the GS3 category, covering environment and economy, and is also relevant to GS2, which deals with international relations. Now, let's turn to the energy statistics for India in 2026. The total renewable energy potential stands at 47,04,043 megawatts, with solar energy accounting for approximately 71% of this potential. Renewable energy generated in the financial year 2024-25 was 4,16,823 gigawatt-hours, and transmission and distribution losses have decreased to 17% from 22% in 2015-16. India's core growth has been the slowest in 20 years, at 0.7% in 2025. Note this carefully: the total renewable energy potential is a critical factor in achieving the NDC targets. Moving on to defense, Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, or GRSE, has delivered 3 frontline naval platforms: INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak, and INS Agrahi. This brings the total number of warships delivered by GRSE to 118, with 80 of these being for the Indian Navy. INS Dunagiri is a Nilgiri-class stealth frigate, part of Project 17A, and is equipped with a BrahMos supersonic cruise missile. The propulsion system is CODAG, or combined diesel and gas. What's significant here is that INS Agrahi has about 88% indigenous content, showcasing India's push towards Atmanirbhar Bharat, or self-reliance, in defense manufacturing. Now, let's look at the facts corner for GRSE. The total number of warships delivered by GRSE is 118, with INS Dunagiri being the 5th Nilgiri-class stealth frigate and the 2nd to be built by GRSE under Project 17A. The length of INS Dunagiri is 149 meters, with a displacement of 6,670 tons. The primary weapon on board is the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile, which has a range of approximately 300 kilometers for the export version and over 500 kilometers for the domestic version. This information is crucial for your revision, especially under GS3, which covers defense industrial base, and GS2, which deals with internal security and maritime issues. Next, we have the outcome of the 14th WTO Ministerial Conference, or MC14, held in Yaounde, Cameroon. The conference concluded without the renewal of the e-commerce customs duties moratorium, which has been in place since 1998. India and South Africa successfully blocked the Investment Facilitation for Development, or IFD, agreement, arguing that it falls outside the WTO's mandate. This development is significant because it highlights India's stance on protecting its policy space, especially concerning customs revenue from e-commerce. The current moratorium would have resulted in foregoing $10 to $14 billion annually. Note this, the e-commerce moratorium was established at MC2 in Geneva in 1998 and has lapsed at MC14. The World Trade Organization, or WTO, has 164 members, with its headquarters in Geneva. The Director General, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, is the first African and the first woman to head the WTO. She has been in office since 2021. The WTO appellate body has been non-functional since December 2019 due to the USA blocking appointments. This is a critical point for your GS2 preparation, covering international relations and international organizations. Moving on to environmental issues, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has notified the Solid Waste Management Rules 2026, effective 1st April 2026. These rules replace the 2016 framework and mandate four-way waste segregation, wet, dry, sanitary, and special care. The rules also raise the RDF, or refuse-derived fuel, mandate from 5% to 15% over 6 years and introduce a centralized digital compliance portal under the polluter pays principle. Bulk waste generators, or BWGs, are entities that generate more than 100 kilograms of waste per day, consume more than 40,000 liters of water per day, or own more than 20,000 square meters of area. They are required to have on-site treatment infrastructure. Now, let's look at the facts corner for solid waste management. The SWM Rules 2026 were notified by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change and are effective from 1st April 2026. These rules replace the SWM Rules 2016 and are based on the Environment Protection Act, 1986. The four streams for waste segregation are wet, dry, sanitary, and special care. The threshold for bulk waste generators includes generating more than 100 kilograms of waste per day, consuming more than 40,000 liters of water per day, or owning more than 20,000 square meters of area. The RDF mandate has been increased from 5% to 15% over 6 years. This is relevant to GS3, covering environment, and GS2, covering governance and urban local bodies. In another significant development, the Supreme Court has allowed the withdrawal of clinically assisted nutrition and hydration, or CANH, for a patient in a persistent vegetative state, or PVS, for nearly 13 years. This ruling reaffirms that the right to die with dignity is part of Article 21 of the Constitution. Active euthanasia remains illegal in India, but passive euthanasia, or the withdrawal of artificial life support, is permitted. The patient in question was approximately 31 to 32 years old and had been in a PVS for about 13 years. The ruling is based on the Common Causeway, Union of India judgment of 2018, which legalized advance directives or living wills. Now, let's turn to the facts corner for the right to die case. The patient was approximately 31 to 32 years old and had been in a PVS for about 13 years. The ruling permitted the withdrawal of CANH, which includes nasogastric tubes, PEG, or for nutrition and fluids, classified as medical intervention rather than basic care. Key cases include Aruna Shanbog, where the Supreme Court first allowed passive euthanasia in 2011, and Common Cause, where a 5-judge bench legalized advance directives in 2018. This is crucial for your GS2 preparation, covering polity and judiciary, and GS4, covering ethics. Andhra Pradesh has been declared Naxal-free, meeting the union government's nationwide deadline for the elimination of left-wing extremism, or LWE. A key CPI, Maoist, Central Committee member, Chelluri Narayana Rao, also known as Suresh, surrendered, marking the collapse of the Andhra-Odisha Border Special Zonal Committee, the last active Maoist unit in the state. The number of affected districts has decreased from over 120 in 2010 to less than 25 in 2026, with a significant reduction in violence incidents. Now, let's look at the facts corner for LWE. Andhra Pradesh was declared Naxal-free on March 30th to 31st, 2026, meeting the Union Government's deadline. The key surrender was that of Chelluri Narayana Rao, a CPI, Maoist, Central Committee member. The last unit to collapse was the Andhra-Odisha Border Special Zonal Committee. The Naxal movement originated from the Naxalbari uprising in 1967 in West Bengal. The CPI, Maoist, was formed in 2004 through the merger of the People's War Group and the Maoist Communist Center of India. The Greyhounds, an elite anti-Naxal force in Andhra Pradesh, were raised in 1989 and serve as a model for the Cobra force in Chhattisgarh. This information is relevant to GS3, covering internal security and LWE. In the realm of conservation, a Great Indian Bustard, or GIB, chick was successfully hatched in Gujarat's Kutch region using the jumpstart approach of interstate egg transfer from Rajasthan's captive breeding center. This is the first successful GIB hatching in nearly a decade. The GIB is critically endangered, with a global population of less than 150 individuals. Gujarat had only 3 female GIBs and no males before this intervention. Now, let's turn to the facts corner for the GIB conservation. The GIB chick was hatched on 26th March 2026 in Gujarat's Kutch region. The technique used was the jumpstart approach, involving an interstate egg transfer from Rajasthan's captive breeding center, covering a distance of 770 kilometers in approximately 19 hours. Before the hatching, Gujarat had only 3 female GIBs and no males. The global GIB population is less than 150 individuals. Project GIB was launched in 2016 by the Wildlife Institute of India, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, and State Forest Departments. The project includes captive breeding centers in Sam and Ramdevra in Jaisalmer district, Rajasthan, with a captive population of about 73 birds. This is relevant to GS3, covering environment and biodiversity. The 15th Conference of Parties to the Convention on Migratory Species, or CMAS COP15, concluded in Brazil with the addition of 40 new species to protected appendices. About 49% of migratory species globally face population decline, and 24% face extinction risk. Key species added include the cheetah, striped hyena, snowy owl, giant otter, and great hammerhead shark. Now, let's look at the facts corner for CMAS COP15. The conference was held in Brazil in March 2026 and added 40 new species to the protected appendices. The species at high extinction risk include 188 species, with 103 being birds, 26 fish, 28 terrestrial mammals, and 23 aquatic mammals. About 49% of migratory species are declining, and 24% face extinction. The CMAS, or Bonn Convention, was established in 1979 and is administered by the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP. This information is crucial for your GS3 preparation, covering environment. In other news, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, or IRDAI, has introduced Indian Accounting Standards, or IND-AS, based financial reporting for all insurers from 1st April 2026. This replaces the Indian Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or GAAP, under the Insurance Act of 1938. Key standards include IND-AS 109 for financial instruments and IND-AS 117 for insurance contracts. A 2-year parallel reporting is required, and this move converges with the International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS, globally. Now, let's turn to the facts corner for IRDAE. The IRDAE has implemented in AS-based financial reporting for all insurers, including life, general, health, and reinsurers, effective 1st April 2026. This replaces the Indian GAAP under the Insurance Act of 1938. The key standards are IND AS 109 for financial instruments and IND AS 117 for insurance contracts. A 2-year parallel reporting is required, and this move aligns with the International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS. The IRDAE was established in 1999 under the IRDAE Act, 1999, with its headquarters in Hyderabad. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has designated the Bhavsagra Referral Center at the Center for Marine Living Resources and Ecology, or CMLRE, in Kochi as India's National Repository for Deep Sea Fauna under the Biological Diversity Act, 2002. The center houses over 3,500 taxonomically identified, georeferenced voucher specimens and is authorized to preserve DNA sequences of newly discovered deep sea species. Now, let's look at the facts corner for the Bhavsagra National Repository. The center is located at the CMLRE in Kochi, Kerala, and was established in 1998 under the Ministry of Earth Sciences. The legal basis for the repository is the Biological Diversity Act, 2002. The center houses over 3,500 taxonomically identified, georeferenced voucher specimens. This initiative aligns with the UN Decade of Ocean Science from 2021 to 2030. The Union Government has extended the PM E-Drive, or Electric Drive Revolution, in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, subsidies for electric two-wheelers through 31st July 2026. The scheme covers purchase incentives for electric two-wheelers, three-wheelers, buses, and ambulances. Now, let's turn to the facts corner for the PM E-Drive scheme. The full name of the scheme is PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement. The subsidy for electric two-wheelers has been extended through 31st July 2026. The scheme replaces the Faster Adoption and Manufacturing of Electric Vehicles, or FAME, scheme, which had two phases, FAME I from 2015 and FAME II from 2019 to 2024. The nodal ministry for the scheme is the Ministry of Heavy Industries. In the Persons in News section, Chelluri Narayana Rao, also known as Suresh, is a senior CPI, Maoist, Central Committee member who surrendered in Andhra Pradesh, symbolizing the collapse of the Andhra-Odisha Border Special Zonal Committee and the state's declaration as Naxal-free. Nagoji Okonjoiviala is the WTO Director General who presided over MC14 at Yaounde, being the first African and the first woman to head the WTO. For your UPSC preparation, remember that the key numbers and facts from each section are crucial for both prelims and mains. The NDC 2026 targets, SWM rules 2026, LWE decline, and GIB conservation are important for GS3. The WTO MC14 outcomes, Supreme Court's right to die ruling, and APS Naxal-free status are relevant to GS2. The ethical dimensions of the right to die with dignity fall under GS4. Now,